Well, that's the old Gretsch guitar that I bought at Ziggy's out on North 3rd and traded in a Les Paul gold top for it in 1957. And didn't have money enough to buy it straight out, so, but I wanted a new guitar, one that had a vibrato on it and a Bigsby. So I went into Ziggy's and looked at him, and he showed me this orange one, and I said, oh, Gretsch with a Bigsby on it, Chet Atkins model. And I said, oh, I love it. I had the greatest neck on it and that I'd ever played. And he says, well, he says, you want to buy it? And I said, I'd love to, but I just, he says, well, have you got your guitar with you? And I said, yeah, it's in the trunk. He said, well, go get it. So I went and got my Gibson, and he says, I'll tell you what, I'll give you $65 for it against this guitar. And then he figured a while, and he says, the payments will be $17.50 a month. And I said, I could do that. He says, okay. He says, go ahead. And he says, but your dad will have to come in and sign the papers next time he's in town. He is still living in Coolidge. And he said, do you know if he's coming up? I said, well, I think he was going to come up in the next 3 or 4 weeks. It actually turned out it was like 2.5, 3 months later before he got here. But Ziggy was the kind of guy that didn't worry about it. He said, and he says, well, go ahead and take the guitar. I said, really? Take the new one? He says, yeah. I said, oh, man. Are you sure? Yeah. So he took it, and I signed the papers, but, you know, my dad had to sign it to make it before he could start getting his money, and or before he could, you know, put it through the bank and get his money for the guitar. So I took it, and I'd already worked for 2 months with it before my dad got up there and signed the papers. So I bought that, and then I started recording, cut all my hits on it, and played it for all my recording life. I had another guitar that I got from Guild. It was a signature guitar. They made a Duane Eddy model, and that's at home, but this is the one I used the Guild to play live dates and concerts a lot, and pictures for the album covers. But this one was this old Gretsch was the one I took I had in the first few years, and I was on all my album covers back then. I used to go up to South Mountain, and my second album was shot up there, the cover. You can see Phoenix in the background. And nothing there, you know, just fields, cotton fields, and I think Baseline Road, you might have seen a little color in there somewhere from the flower farms they used to have down there. So anyway, I put that guitar, that old red Gretsch, I put it in the museum today, left it there, broke my heart. Mm-hmm. I've been with that guitar since 1957, that's a long time. Like leaving a child behind or something, you know. Gonna put you in the museum, son, so people can look at you. But on the other hand, I figured, well, it might as well be in there being looked at and working, so to speak, because I'm still working out playing, doing things.